Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's in Australia, but he's here to help me reflect upon the conditions in Ukraine as the war deepens in the eastern part of the country. Henry Kissinger, former National Security Advisor, former Secretary of State, a guru of the development of the China policy these last decades, is remarking now on Ukraine and the conflict that appears, the word stalemate is now appearing in reports from the front lines, from analysis in London, from analysis in Washington, stalemate. The new weapons from NATO, the fervor of the Ukrainian forces, the disorder, if that's what it is, of the Russian forces, the doubt about the Russian economy, all this adds up to, right now, stalemate, not victory for either side. Henry Kissinger has spoken on these matters. In the Washington Post, the report goes like this. Dr. Kissinger says Ukraine should cede territory to Russia to end the war. I read the actual comment from the former secretary. Negotiations need to begin in the next 2 months, said Mr. Kissinger, before it creates upheavals and tensions that will not be easily overcome. Ideally, the dividing line should be a return to the status quo ante. Pursuing the war beyond that point would not be about the freedom of Ukraine, but a new war against Russia itself. The status quo ante mentioned by Dr. Kissinger, writes the Washington Post, refers to when he was Secretary of State with Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, about Russia being controlled in some fashion, but at the same time contained in some fashion, but it's at the same time Russia controlling the Crimea, and at that time the two easternmost regions known as Luhansk and Donetsk. Gregory, I spend time with Dr. Kissinger because this is a voice that very much resembles remarks that you've made over these weeks, that destroying Russia is not wisdom, or destroying the confidence of the Russian people in their own defense is not wisdom. Does the Kissinger remark surprise you now, saying that Ukraine must cede territory despite its advances in the east?
Well, you say despite its advances in the east, but in fact, the Russians have achieved basically all of their strategic objectives in this war, and could actually declare victory and go home, so to speak. But the reality is that Dr. Kissinger is right in that Ukraine must be prepared to give up some of the rhetoric on its intent to recover the Donbass and the Crimea and so on. Bearing in mind that the fundamental question still has to be asked when you talk about this war, and that fundamental question is, what is Ukraine? Ukraine historically had not included the Donbass, had not historically included Crimea. And so the Western Ukrainian government, which is what it is, never really represented Eastern Ukraine, and they resented it when the Eastern Ukrainian, because of their numbers, dominated the government of all of Ukraine, which is why we had the 2014 Maidan Revolution, which destroyed legally elected government and put in place a government which only represented Western Ukraine. The Western Ukrainian government really doesn't want Eastern Ukraine back, except as a vassal area, because if the Eastern Ukrainians vote, then the Western Ukrainians do not control, dominate the government. So it's in their interests to acknowledge the separation, if you like, of the eastern parts, including Crimea, and get back to business. So really, you know, we're seeing the war more or less, not at stalemate, but literally at an end, bar the shouting and bar the enormous mess which has been created, which will take a long time to clean up and a long time for people's nerves to cool down so that they can write a new understanding between Ukraine and Russia. The Ukrainians really should be so annoyed with the West of forcing them into a fight with Russia and then leaving them to, if you like, fight to the last Ukrainian. These animosities are not going to go away. But it's the situation will not ever go back to the status quo ante, which Dr. Kissinger suggests. It means that what we will see now is the real separation of the Donbass, or almost all of it, the real separation of Crimea and some of the adjacent areas to Russia. That's almost an irreversible situation at this stage. And the only other demand which Russia has is that the rump of Crimea does not become a member of NATO or host Western forces which are hostile to Russia.
Yes, NATO, though, is growing while we watch the war unwind through the summer. I mention the summer, Gregory, because the clock is running on energy resources for Europe come the fall. Also, right now, we're told there's food insecurity throughout Eurasia. India has stopped exporting wheat. The price of wheat has skyrocketed. The grain fleet in the Black Sea may or may not be being blockaded. I mention all that because China has been an observer and a participant from a distance, buying some things from Russia. After the settlement recommended by Dr. Kissinger, this is a what if, China and Russia will work together. That is your measure. Has that changed in any fashion because of the frustration of the Russian offensive?
No, I don't think the Russian offensive has been frustrated. I think what the Russians did was commit as far as they could, knowing that they were coming up against modern missiles and that they would have to go into a war which the armored force would have to stop at some point because it was too vulnerable. They've gone in there. So the situation, yes, is now down to some slogging with a lot of artillery support and the like. But the reality is that China is now going to benefit from the export of Russian grains and the like. What we will see at some stage is some of the Ukrainian stocks of food, which are already awaiting shipment, will be allowed to be shipped out. Ukraine's got to bear some responsibility for this itself. Some of those ships cannot leave because Ukrainian ports, Odessa and the like, have all been heavily mined in their entrances to stop a Russian invasion. So basically, all the combatants are responsible for curtailing food exports. The food exports are going to most seriously hit not just India, but because India is a net exporter of food, they are hitting already in Egypt and the Horn of Africa, particularly Ethiopia and the like. And what's happening with a lot of states is that they're not supporting the embargoes against Russia because they need the food. So the US-led embargoes are not being as effective as was originally thought. Russia will get some leniency there. But even countries like Indonesia and so on are banning the export of, for example, palm oil because they need all of the agricultural resources at home and they don't dare risk exporting them in a time of overall dislocation of the international shipping of grains and foodstuffs.
So beyond the status quo ante, a new NATO or a larger NATO, a new Russia or a Russia that has won its objectives, is this describing a new confrontation between Beijing, Moscow, and NATO and whatever comes of AUKUS? Is that the map of the 21st century? We have about a minute.
NATO is not the NATO of the 1980s. It is not efficient. It's not coordinated. It is not likely to become so in the near future. Whether the Swedes or the Finns join is almost immaterial because it's not going to be the viable power that it once was. But we are seeing Russia forcibly married to China, and it's going to take the next decade for some calmer heads to prevail to break Russia away from China. And the Russians may never, ever trust the West again after this.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's traveling. He's in Perth, Australia, looking at the Indian Ocean outside of his window. Following the Australian election, the Indo-Pacific is the 21st century development phase. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.